Torah chapter 5 Mishnah 4 Asheretz v'hatza fardai a sheretz and a frog berushus harabim in a public domain naga be'echad mehem v'asa taharas. He touches one of them and he doesn't know whether it was the frog or the sheretz. It couldn't be identified which one it was, and he doesn't know. And then he prepares pure food v'asa taharas v'nechalu, and he eats it. He prepares pure food and he eats it. Tavol, then he goes to the mikveh. Naga b'shayni, and he touches the other one of the animals. Va'asa toheris, and he makes again truma, pure food. So hara elu toheris. So again, all the food is pure. And the reason being, it's a similar kind of scenario to the two paths in the previous Mishnah, that the first time he might have been pure and he might have been impure. So when he ate the first food, it's a doubt, it's in a public domain, and therefore we doubt in the public domain, we go pure. And therefore in that scenario, we assume the food is pure. He then purified himself, and when it comes to the second food, again it's a doubt. So maybe it's pure, maybe it's impure. So again, a doubt in a public domain, we go pure. But im kayamos harishonis, but if some of the first food remains over, eliva elitulus, then again we suspend the foods. We're not allowed to eat them, we're not allowed to burn them, because we have these foods lying in front of us, and one of them is definitely impure. They're both in existence, they're both in front of us. Im lo tavel ben asayim, and if he doesn't go to the mikveh between the two cases, and both of the foods are in existence and lying in front of us now, harishona tlius, the first one we hang in suspense, because that might have been the impure food. Vashneos yisareifu, but the second food we would burn. And the reason we would burn the second food again is because he either touched the sheretz the first time or the second time. Either way, he's touched the sheretz, and therefore he's definitely impure by the time he gets to the second food.